I'm Laura Huntsberger for South Carolina Public Radio.
The last verse of Psalm 46, verse 10 and 11 says, "Be still and know that I am God." Let us pray. Father, into your presence we come.
That's Reverend Eric Manning, pastor of Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, on the night before the second anniversary of the mass shooting that took the lives of 9 worshipers at Mother Emmanuel Church. Reverend Manning led the opening prayer at the Charleston Forum on Race.
So, Father, I pray that your blessings will be upon this Charleston Forum and the discussions and all those who will come and share.
The Forum is part of a series of events this month to commemorate the Emmanuel 9 and honor those who survived. City of Charleston Mayor John Tecklenburg set the tone for the evening's panel discussions.
We're gathered here in a common interest, but only by gaining an understanding of these different perspectives and backgrounds and experiences can we create and carry forward a united vision for a brighter future in Charleston.
In addition to remembering those who died, panel members discussed issues brought to greater attention because of the tragedy. David Blight, professor of American history at Yale, remembered a speech given by Reverend Clemente Pinckney. On the anniversary of Memorial Day, Pinckney spoke on the biblical story of King David and his son's war against him.
Reverend Pinckney turned that into a story of civil war and how even something so horrible can be reconciled.
The purpose of the forum is to engage the community in dialogue about topics such as racism, social justice, and education, an issue close to the heart of one of the victims, Cynthia Graham Hurd. Here's her brother, former North Carolina State Senator Malcolm Graham.
We have to own up to it and be able to say with conviction that we have system breakdowns. And so we have to acknowledge that and then find the fortitude to find ways to fix it.
The forum included speakers from both sides of the political spectrum. Commentator Margaret Hoover pointed to how Charleston's response after the shooting was an example of remarkable unity.
The breadth of American geography has suffered more than 30 mass shootings. And now, just 2 days ago, Alexandria, Virginia. And with this history, I am here as an outsider to tell you that Charleston was different. You met the worst of humanity with the best of humanity and delivered with purest grace from God a divinely inspired response of forgiveness, of mercy, of understanding and duty. And you were an inspiration for an entire nation.
Forgiveness became the resounding theme of the evening, as many remembered the powerful moment at the bond hearing when family members offered their forgiveness to the shooter, Dylan Roof, who was found guilty of murder in federal court and sentenced to death. Senator Tim Scott spoke about the need for America to embody this spirit of forgiveness.
For the families of Sharonda, Clemente, Cynthia, Daniel, Myra, Susie, Ethel, Tawanza, D-Pain, all did just that.
Congressman Jim Clyburn closed the forum with a question.
Can we learn from these experiences and do what is necessary among ourselves to make this country a better place?
For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Laura Huntsberger with this report from Charleston.